Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
.45 The Zone, 9:35. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside. I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer is our producer. Well, it's OVC Media Day up in Evansville today, and we are joined now by Belmont basketball coach Casey Alexander. Casey, what's going on this morning?
Just on my way up. Appreciate you guys giving us a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. Now, no pressure. You're picked to win the league, you know?
First year, man. This is cool.
Just walk right into the fire, right?
Yeah. It occurred to me this morning that this is the first time in about two decades you haven't been involved in the Atlantic Sun. I know these aren't necessarily unfamiliar teams, but is it kind of fun to learn a new league for you?
It is, actually. My time at Lipscomb, we played several OVC opponents, but in a lot of ways, I'm pretty unfamiliar with styles and teams and coaches and everything else. And it's a fun transition for me just to do something different after a long time in that same league, like you mentioned.
You know, you've been around this area a long time. Sophomore Garrison Matthews made the Wizards. When you were growing up here, do you think we'd ever be at a point where Belmont and Lipscomb both had players in the NBA? It is pretty cool to see what all's gone on.
Well, it's really awesome. And two well-deserving guys, and we knew that was going to be the case with Dylan just because of where he was picked in the draft, and that they had some long-term plans for him. Garrison's was a little bit more up in the air, and he still is a two-way player, so I expect him to be back and forth. But what a dream come true that he starts opening day on the big boy roster. Good for him.
You know, for your team, the point guard is so important. What makes Grayson Murphy so good, and having that court vision and also the scoring ability to go with it?
Well, what I like most about Grayson is competitiveness. If you put yourself in the right place at the right time, then results are more likely to be there. And that's what he does, because he's just on edge all the time, and is a really valuable player for us and be really important for us as we try to replace Dylan and get him to play.
Casey Alexander is our guest, the Belmont head basketball coach, heading into year one.
Casey, I guess on the basketball note, in football, there's the TP, the transfer portal, but you don't see as much of that in basketball. At least it's not highlighted as much. Have you had any, I guess, transfers either way, in or out?
Yes, it is pretty prevalent.
Is it? Okay.
There were over 1,000 transfers in Division I basketball last year, and there's 353 teams. So if you do the math, it's literally almost 3 per team, which is almost 25% of your roster.
Oh, that is a lot.
Scholarship guys. So it's really a lot. And we haven't made, we've only had two players transfer out in 15 seasons, which is pretty unbelievable. And we've been very strategic about the guys that we've brought in, but we actually do have a player this year, Tyler Scanlon, graduated from Boston U in 3 seasons. And so he comes to us as a graduate student, and he'll make a big difference for our team this year, I believe. Mm.
Been at a smaller private school, I guess mid-major. Seems like they're getting a lot more respect by the selection committee and getting in. Have you thought about, I guess, how you do your scheduling to make sure that is always a possibility if you guys are at the end of the scheduling and looking like you got a shot?
Well, now that we've knocked that door down,
right,
that's the way our AD is going to want me to schedule. That's not the reason. I mean, things just worked out last year. Belmont's always played a competitive schedule. And anytime you play a competitive schedule, when you have the kind of non-conference success that they did last year, then you put yourself in a position to do that. And so that's where we want to be. We've been mentioned as an at-large possibility a couple of times in the last half dozen years. So we keep ourselves where we are, then hopefully we'll be in that picture. I'd rather we just win the tournament, not worry about it, but it's nice to have at least another chance to get in.
We're speaking, of course, to Lipscomb head basketball coach Casey Alexander.
Belmont.
God, I'm like, it's like ingrained in my brain. Mm-hmm. But you got Nick Mazinski, your big man, who averaged almost 15 points a game. But again, only a sophomore. What about him taking the next step to being an even more dominating player?
Yeah, he needs to. You know, both he and Grayson last year had phenomenal freshman seasons, but they could kind of do it on their own terms a little bit. You know, they were more than just complimentary players, but they didn't have to be the guys that carried the team because of those two seniors who were able to do it consistently. So we need Moose, as we call him, to, you know, we need him to be more consistent. We need him to be virtually dominant and let him be the guy that kind of gets our offense started.
You know, talking about Scanlon coming in and Nick Hopkins, what about your team's presence at the 3-point arc, and its ability maybe to blow up zone defenses?
Yeah, I think we'll have it. We're not going to have. I mean, Hopkins can be a really dynamic, game-changing 3-point shooter, but that's always been a staple of our program. I think we've literally made more 3-point shots since 2001 than any other team in the country. Duke and Florida being second, third, and so we'll continue to shoot them, and I hope we'll continue to make them. And but it'd be a little bit more by committee than probably in the past, where we may have had one or two really dynamic guys.
Speaking of Belmont head basketball coach Casey Alexander, I'm betting 500 there. You like that?
You made sure of that.
Case, I'm sure you're going to be asked this, at media day. But in retrospect, how stressful was it putting together the coaching staff, given there were so many personal relationships at both Lipscomb and Belmont?
It was very stressful. Definitely the most difficult part of the transition for me personally. I had four guys on my staff at Lipscomb that were incredibly good and loyal and deserving of any good fortune. And then, you know, Belmont had the same. So it's unusual when you have eight guys for four spots and everybody deserves it. And so that's process, and things have worked themselves out, but it wasn't always fun. Every conversation wasn't easy. Definitely had some moments myself where it's difficult. But my only intention throughout the entire process was to do what's best for Belmont, and that's how I made decisions. And I think it's turned out pretty well. In retrospect, it's the best thing I've done so far. I can promise you.
Yeah, you made two moves. Since you were an assistant to Rick Byrd at Belmont. You went to Stetson, obvious a place that you didn't know that much about, and then to Lipscomb, and now you come to Belmont. Beyond the obvious, what's been easier in terms of making the transition here?
I think just literally walking in on something. You know, what I didn't have was a relationship with players, so that's the part that needed the most care. You know, I mean, I knew these players, and I could have given you the scouting report, but I didn't know them. You know, personally, didn't have relationships with them, but never coached them. You know, didn't know how that was going to go. Everything else was incredibly easy. I mean, literally 2 or 3 days back in the office, and it felt like that never left. A ton of familiar faces in the administration and across campus. I know every single former player for the last 30 years. I know a lot of season ticket holders. I knew all the boosters. You know, so that part has made it really easy for me just to kind of, from the very beginning, focus on the team and not have to worry about catching up in those areas.
Just figuring out which way to turn out of your neighborhood, right?
That's right. Same road. Just turn left, set or right.
There you go. Casey, thanks so much. Knock 'em dead today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you. Belmont basketball coach Casey Alexander joining us here on the Wake Up Zone as they have OVC Media Day up in Evansville today. And Belmont was the pick to win the league going in, so no pressure. When we come back, we'll have Jason Stark with us from The Athletic and the MLB Network. Talk some World Series with Jason in just a moment right here on The Zone.